The final hour of the third floor begins right now. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host, guide, and listening companion. So thrilled to have conductor Robert Trevino on the program this week, featuring the Basque National Symphony under his leadership in a recording out this year of music by Ravel. We're going to get back to Maestro Trevino and one more piece by Ravel in a few minutes, but first, another guest and ensemble for you, the Lincoln University Concert Choir from Oxford, Pennsylvania, under the direction of Camilla Horn. I attended a Pittsburgh Steeler football game earlier in the fall, and as I was climbing up the stadium to our nosebleed seats, I heard something over the PA I wasn't expecting. A choir. And a good one, despite the challenges of wind and some suspect miking. That evening, I tracked down the group via internet and sent an email of congratulations to Dr. Horn and the group for a job very well done. Dr. Horn is going to tell you a bit about the choir, and then we'll hear them sing We Shall Overcome with soloist Rachel Irving. The recording is a virtual one where each member of the choir is singing in isolation in a style that Eric Whitaker and others have popularized. I never play amateur artists on the program, but the Lincoln University Concert Choir will be the first exception. For many, many reasons. It's an important time to hear We Shall Overcome, and I think you'll be as impressed with the sincerity, passion, musicality, and sound of this group as I was. And now an even better introduction from the leader of the Lincoln University Concert Choir, Dr. Camilla Horn.
Let me tell you a little bit about the Lincoln University Concert Choir. We have anywhere from 45 to 60 students usually participating. When I started back in 2017, there were only 14. So the choir has grown quite a bit. Interestingly enough, the majority of my students are students that are majoring in something other than music. We do offer a Bachelor of Arts in Music, and I have three out of my current 48 students who are music majors. Everyone else, they're majoring in another discipline. Now, many of these singers have had experience singing in their church choirs, but not in a formal choir setting. So it's exciting to work with them, to create a sound, to work on blend, for them many times just to find what their range is. We do a lot of performing in and around the area, on campus, off campus, and we do go on a tour every year. Well, as you know, COVID hit. And so for about 16 months, we had to rehearse and perform virtually. And I'll tell you, that was more of a challenge than I ever imagined, because many of the students had to find other areas to record themselves or to participate in a rehearsal. The reason being is that their parents or other siblings were involved in some type of virtual work or that sort of thing, and they didn't want to hear them sing. So I remember I had one student, she'd have to always join us in her car. And then another student would have to go into her garage and record because, again, did not want to disturb everyone who was in the house. But with all those struggles and everything else, the students and I decided that the song We Shall Overcome would be a perfect one for graduation ceremonies at the end of last spring. And you know, We Shall Overcome was basically the anthem of the civil rights movement, 1950s to 1960s. And it in itself offered courage and comfort and hope. You know, of course, as the protesters had to deal with prejudice and hate in the battle for equal rights for African Americans. Well, that still is going on, that battle. But we wanted to also add the battle of this COVID pandemic and how hopefully this song would offer comfort and courage and hope for everyone to continue on. to make it through. And so that's where the impetus for that song came about. And our soloist is Rachel Irving. She is one of the three music majors in the choir. Several students auditioned for that solo, but Rachel just had that special something. It's hard to explain, but musicians are going to understand what I mean by that. It just added so much to the performance, and so she was chosen to sing it. The choir does a variety of different types of music, everything from Palestrina to some Kirk Franklin and gospel music. But the bottom line is that the students who participate in the choir love to sing and love to have an opportunity to perform, and that's what I'm trying to do. I've always wanted to be an educator. I knew in the third grade I wanted to teach music and to focus on students and for them to experience the power and the excitement that music can bring to them and also to those around them.
Dr. Horn's passion is clear. Now you'll hear it reflected in the concert choir of Lincoln University and We Shall Overcome.
Oh, dear, my.
Absolutely beautiful. We Shall Overcome, performed by the Lincoln University Concert Choir, directed by Camilla Horn, featuring soprano soloist Rachel Irving. Wishing all of you a belated Thanksgiving and best wishes for the holiday, I was very pleased to have you all on the show this week. Excellent job. Thank you all. And now back for our final segment with conductor Robert Trevino and the Basque National Orchestra. The maestro continues with comments about his approach to Ravel and one piece he'd especially like to highlight from the 2021 Ravel recording, Une Barque sur l'Océan, A Boat on the Ocean.
On that issue about becoming patient, one of the pieces on the recording I'd like to draw people's attention to is the Barque sur l'Océan. Because this is a piece of music, first off, that originally was a piano piece and is really perfect for the piano. And Ravel struggled with the orchestration of it and was quite unhappy with it. So he kind of took it out of circulation for a long time. Fortunately, we still have it because I think it's great. The problem with this piece of music is that it doesn't really have any theme. It doesn't really have any concrete ideas in the way that the other parts of Miroir have, like Alvarado Gracioso. So therefore, the lack of inherent structure makes it very difficult for a person like Ravel to put structure into it when it didn't have that in the first place. And one can feel that struggle, at least I do. But I love this music because it, for me, it very much is evocative of the Cantabrian Sea, which is right where San Sebastian, Bilbao, where Cibon is, where Ravel comes from. And the relationship with living close to the ocean, which is quite violent and quite beautiful, with an imposing mountain behind you, is very, very central to the Basque lifestyle, being both people of the ocean and of the mountains. And this piece, I conducted it many times. I tried to go quicker. I tried to go more exciting. I tried to make all sorts of adjustments. And in the end, what I resulted in, what I settled on, for now, I should say, is to go a bit slower and to allow the music to very, very calmly develop and have its moments where it comes in where the water comes in contact with a big mountain, but also to be very comfortable with the water not moving at all. And so in a weird way, not doing too much to it. And I'm quite happy with the result of it. And I think people who are at home want to listen to it, please sit back, turn down the lights, close your eyes and imagine sitting with big mountains behind you, looking out into the ocean with the sun setting and seeing the golden hour when the water is shimmering with gold and silver, going from very, very still where you don't see any movement to massive waves which are crashing in on the big imposing mountain. If you can put yourself in that place where the water is temperamental, I think you will find the recording quite evocative.
Une Barque sur l'Océan, A Boat on the Ocean, performed by the Basque National Orchestra, conducted by our special guest on today's program, Robert Trevino. The maestro will be returning to the States for some concert dates, including appearances with the Utah Symphony and the Baltimore Symphony. I'm going to attend one of the performances in Baltimore, where he'll be leading the ensemble of music of Tchaikovsky and Strauss, and I look forward to renewing our acquaintance and friendship in person. Thanks to Robert Trevino for being on the program this week. And now we're going to move back to some music for the holiday and a cantata from Johann Sebastian Bach, cantata number 147, for the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We'll hear Brigitte Geller soprano, Michael Chance alto, Jan Kobo tenor, Dietrich Henschel bass, with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists conducted by John Elliott Gardner. I'm Bill Cromwell, and we're together on the third floor.
Thank you. Verstockung kann Gewaltige verblenden, bis sie des höchsten Arm vom Stuhle stößt. Doch dieser Arm erhebt, ob schon vor ihm der Erdenkreis erbebt. Hingegen erlöst. Bete Christen auf, machet euch bereit. Jetzt ist die angenehme Zeit, die angenehme Zeit. Jetzt ist der Tag des Heils, der Heiland heißt euch Leib und Geist mit Glaubensgaben rüsten.
Thank you.
dich bekennen. Hilf Jesu, hilf, dass ich auch dich bekenne. Hilf Jesu, hilf, dass ich auch dich bekenne. Hilf, hilf Jesu, hilf. Hilf Jesu, hilf, dass ich auch dich bekenne.
Thank you. am Jesu wundern singen und ihm der Lippen Opfer bringen und ihm der Lippen Opfer bringen. Seiner Liebe bunt, nach seiner Liebe bunt, das schwache Fleisch, den hirschen Mund, durch heilges Feuer kräftig zwingen, durch heilges Feuer kräftig zwingen. Er wird nach seiner Liebe Punkt das schwache Fleisch, den irdischen Mund durch heiliges Feuer kräftig zwingen. Er wird nach seiner Liebe Punkt das schwache Fleisch, den irdischen Mund durch heiliges Feuer kräftig zwingen, durch heiliges Feuer. Er wird nach seiner Liebe und das schwache Fleisch den Hirtenmund durch heiliges Feuer kräftig zwingen.
Music for the season from Johann Sebastian Bach and his cantata number 147 for the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We heard Brigitte Geller soprano, Michael Chance alto, Jan Kobo tenor, Dietrich Henschel bass, with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists conducted by John Elliott Gardner. And now, just time for a more contemporary carol. The Boston Pops and the Carol of the Bells here on the third floor. Well, now, that was a show. A holiday poem from a former poet laureate of the United States, Ted Kooser, by the way. Stirring singing from the Lincoln University Concert Choir, along with their director, guest on the program, Camilla Horn, and a return of a friend of the third floor, Maestro Robert Trevino, leading the Basque National Orchestra in extensive excerpts from their 2021 release of Ravel orchestral works. Thank you all so much for joining us on The Third Floor. The Third Floor Radio Network continues to grow. Already broadcast in states like Alaska, Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, California, New Mexico, Oregon, and New York, recent pickups include stations in Maine, Alabama, and more. Welcome aboard. Please visit the Third Floor website at classicalthirdfloor.org for information about the program, a gallery of my guests, a list of stations broadcasting the show, and much, much more. This is program number 331, and it can be accessed anytime by going to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Again, this is episode number 331. I'm Bill Cromwell, and I'll be back with you next week for more great music on The Third Floor. See you then.